Wake up, America. It's time to talk about water additives on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome. Excuse me. I just had a most amazing lunch that Tina made me of sweet potatoes, chickpeas or garbanzo beans, avocado and arugula with some sea salt sprinkled on it. So good. Anyways, so
so your gut's feeling.
So
nice,
my gut is feeling nice.
Nice and
that's
beautiful,
right? Relaxed,
now.
Nice and beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So additives, water additives.
So it's a big thing.
It is. It is a huge thing. I think it's a great topic. How did this come up? And how did you think of this, Tina?
No, I mean all the Wake Up Americas. I think of as I'm doing. Consults with patients, you know, and this is one I hear all the time is people putting stuff in their water to make it, you know, in their case, to make it more drinkable. You know, they can't just drink plain water, so they want to add flavor to their water. And some people are doing it because some of these things have electrolytes in them, so they're thinking, oh, and, or vitamins, you know, I'm going to add this because it's giving me more vitamins or electrolytes. But there's a lot of problems with these, and so I just thought this would be a good Wake Up America to teach people about.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it's great. It's a great topic. I do get asked a little bit about this. I mean, I get asked about a lot of different things, you know, food, diet, when I'm doing procedures and when patients wake up and I tell them what I find. And but this one is great. Where this topic comes up for me with patients is actually before the procedure, when we talk about maybe the prep that they just did. or actually afterwards also when I'm telling them I want them to eat more fiber and drink more water, and they're like, I don't like the taste of water, but I found this. So this is a great topic. I love it. There are a lot of things out there. It used to be Gatorade was the main thing years, you know, decades ago, right? I mean, Gatorade's been out, two, 3 decades,
Absolutely.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to be the big thing. And then Powerade came out. I mean, then, you know, like the market is flooded with all these different water or beverages that are for, you know, that have electrolytes to replenish you. And also flavored water.
Yeah.
You must hear a lot about this.
Yeah. Well, people are, I mean, so sometimes there are flavored waters, right? Which I think we've already talked about. But then you've got these water additives. So things you add into plain water. And these are typically powders or liquids that people squirt in or pour in and then they shake it up. So those are the things we want to talk about today specifically.
Let's do it.
So, you know, the most popular ones that people have probably heard of, we'll just list some of them so that you guys know what we're talking about. Liquid IV is one of the big ones I hear. MIO is another big one. LMNT is another one. True Lemon, Hint is another one, which Hint actually also makes flavored waters, but they also make a powder.
Okay.
Stir and water drops is another one, kind of like Mio is similar to water drops.
Okay.
So it's, I think the big issue with these, I don't think I've found one that is good for you. Honestly, patients will be like, oh, I'm taking this one. And sometimes I'll hear one that I haven't heard before. And I always look it up for them. And I always tell them, look at the ingredients, flip it over and look at what you're putting in your water, you know? And they read it and they're like, well, I can't even pronounce half these things. Yes, exactly. Like, again, if you can't pronounce what's on the ingredient list, it probably doesn't belong in your body. Okay. Some of the key ingredients that I've found to watch out for, obviously sugar are in some of these. So it'll say cane sugar, pure cane sugar. Again, you don't want to be putting sugar dextrose in your water. Silicon dioxide. There's all kinds of different acids in these, whether it's a citric acid or phosphoric acids, colors and dyes, tons of colors and dyes in these, which can set off any number of issues mm-hmm. inside people's bodies, these colors and dyes, especially people on the spectrum, ADHD, autism, they have a lot of issues with colors and dyes.
Mm-hmm.
The term natural flavors is such a big term. Some of these companies who say they're pure, mm-hmm. their product is pure and it doesn't have any junk in it, it'll always say natural flavors. Now, keep in mind, natural flavors is the key term that these companies are allowed to use to put 50 different products in this thing that they don't have to tell you about.
Okay? So just a bunch of chemicals.
A bunch of stuff. And they don't have to report it, okay, if they say natural flavors. So again, even if the bottle says, we don't have any additives, we mm-hmm. don't have this, we don't have that, we're super pure, and you see natural flavors, that is not super pure. Okay, so that's something else to look out for. There's a lot of artificial sweeteners mm-hmm. in these, like sucralose, again, which we've talked about before on podcasts. You know, an artificial sweetener is worse for you than sugar, right? Like I tell patients, think of sugar as like poison. Artificial sugar is like poison times 10, okay?
Yes.
And then, you know, just in general, like read the label of the stuff you're putting in your water, okay? It is important for you to drink water. Nothing hydrates the body like water, okay? Right. But the minute we put these additives, we're not only drinking water, we're also drinking all the junk that are in these additives. So you're kind of almost like defeating the whole purpose of drinking water, okay? Right. And so, you know, we wanted to spend the rest of the podcast just talking about the super salt.
Sure.
Because, you know, we created the super salts as an additive mm-hmm. to water for the purpose of electrolytes specifically, okay? We understand how important it is for you to have electrolytes. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about how the body is a giant saltwater bag.
That's right. Our body is like 80% water, okay? And that water is a salty water, okay? When you go in, you know, sometimes if you go to the hospital, if you go in to have a procedure, you might notice that they hook you up to some fluids, and you might, you know, there's a few different types of fluids out there. There's lactated ringers, there's normal saline, okay? So they're not, I mean, normal saline and lactated ringers are probably the two more common fluids that are used in hydrating someone when they come into the hospital, to the emergency room, to a surgical center, to have a colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. You're going to get fluids, okay? You're going to get saline because that's what hydrates you. That's what's running through your blood vessels, okay? Blood is made up of red blood cells and plasma, and the plasma is salty water. If you've ever tasted your blood, it's salty. It's not sweet. And so what we need to replenish us are those electrolyte salts. Mm-hmm. All right. We need electrolyte salts. And, you know, we're sweating. Even if you're inside, you're still sweating. Okay. I mean, you may not be dripping down sweat.
No, but just sitting here, for example, like.
Absolutely. You sweat under your armpits, in your groin, in your butt. You know, we sweat and we lose water when we're talking, when we're breathing, we're losing water. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's really important to keep hydrated. And on top of that, it's really important to get your electrolytes, mm-hmm. all right? Because we just don't get enough electrolytes. So like Tina mentioned, we did formulate a salts. Okay, it's an electrolyte salts that you can add to your water. This is not salt to put on food. It's not table salt. These are electrolyte salts.
Yeah, these are the four key salts that are in the body mm-hmm. only. No chemicals, no additives, no artificial sugars, no sugars. So yes, it does taste salty.
Yes.
Okay. And actually, I wanted to even talk about what you mentioned with Gatorade. When Gatorade first came out, the reason it's called Gatorade is because it was developed by, I think, one of the coaches
in Florida, in
University of Florida,
the Gators.
Okay. When he first formulated it, the drink was very salty. And because that's electrolytes are salts. And what happened was that people were like, this is too salty. I don't like it. And so it turned into more of a sugary drink. So yes, there are electrolytes in Gatorade, but it's way more sugar and dyes than it is electrolytes these days. So like I'm trying to teach patients to get off of Gatorade and Powerade by putting the salts in their water, right? So yes, it does taste a little salty. I try to tell patients, if you don't like that taste or kind of creeps you out a little bit, just add a little bit mm-hmm. to your water, and then increase it over time as your body and your taste buds get used to it. Because your taste buds will get used to it. Yes, you just have to give it time. And then you'll go out to drink other water, like at a restaurant, you'll think this water is disgusting.
Yeah, it's true. Your taste buds definitely, definitely change mm-hmm. and adjust based on what you're putting into your mouth. Because it's so true. When you don't have those salts, you notice it. Mm-hmm. You really notice it. You know, if you go in and buy a bottle of water, it's like, it just doesn't taste the same. Mm-hmm. So yes, those electrolyte salts are really important. It helps to keep you well hydrated. And actually, we've had patients who've told us that they had been having leg cramps and that their cramps went away, or even hand cramps. Mm-hmm. I can usually tell if I haven't been drinking enough salts because I will get some cramps in my feet mm-hmm. and my legs.
Yeah.
So very important. And there was something I was going to say about the Gatorade, and I just lost my thought. But yeah, the thing with Gatorade nowadays is the salt and the dyes.
Yeah,
you know, to
the
give
sugar.
the sugar and the dye. Yeah.
Yeah, and so if you don't like the taste of water, you start using the super salts, and you're like, this is too salty. I don't like the taste of plain water. There's a lot of other things you can put in your water to mm-hmm. flavor it naturally, right? To where you don't need these powders or liquids. Putting fresh lemon in your water, fresh lime in your water. Very, very good for you. And it also increases the alkalinity of the water, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you don't like, you know, that lemon-lime flavor, you can put cucumbers in your water, sure. That flavors your water. And then even going to as far as putting fruit in your water, we have a lot of patients who will add watermelon to their mm-hmm. water, or strawberries, or blueberries, or raspberries, or whatever, right? Those are the ways, but they're doing it naturally. They're adding the fruit naturally. They're not using these powders. I know it's, again, super convenient, but sometimes the convenience is getting in the way of our health, right? So just something to be aware of. Just wanted to make sure everyone knew about turn it over and read the ingredients.
Look at the ingredients, always.
What's in every single thing you're putting in your body, including any water additives
that
you're using.
All right, very good. Well, if you have not connected with us and you'd like to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There is a magenta colored button on the homepage. And you can click that and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And that's done over the phone, so you could do that from anywhere, okay? And that's for anyone. It's not just our patients, but anyone at all. And even if you're listening to this, and let's say you've already done a consult, you can have a friend. You can refer a friend. Tell them, hey, go to our website and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. Also, if you have not rated our program, please give us a 5 because that'll help other people to find us and find us faster. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.